Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
bat. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted that you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And, What is that? And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. And John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. If you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Dr. John Waterman's with us. Welcome. Welcome, Doc Waterman.
Thank you, Vince, for having me.
Hey, it's great to be on with you. And you're brand new here at USAprepares.com. You've been on with us on the Bunker Files in the afternoon broadcast on Fridays at 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time. And you're a broadcaster, and it's great to be on with you. You know, we're going to talk about UFOs today, and I want to share a story with you. There's a man who held a job at the Missouri legislature. He was a pretty high-ranking official, and I don't think he was happy with me. I don't think he was happy with some of the things that I say and some of the things that I do and some of the events that I do, and he's certainly not happy with my company. And we have my company has an expo, and we teach preparedness and self-reliance This guy sent me an email, and he said, if you don't stop your expo, and if you don't shut down your company, and if you don't stop broadcasting immediately, I will call a press conference of all the media outlets in this area, like 63 of them, radio, television, print media, and I will expose you as someone who's an anti-Semite, an anti-Zionist, someone who believes in UFOs and aliens, and someone who advocates the violent overthrow of the United States government. And I thought about it for a second. And I said, go ahead. And by the way, that part about the UFOs, I'd like to know more about them. And so I wanted to have at the Get Prepared Expo, we're going on our seventh expo coming up in March, the last weekend in March, here in Lebanon, Missouri. I wanted to have a seminar on UFOs. Are they real? What are they? What do we know? And I haven't done it because I've been advised, and I don't know why I took this advice, but I've been advised that if I do something like that, I will lessen the credibility of the Preparedness Expo. But I've decided that I won't. I won't lessen the credibility of the Get Prepared Expo because there are some of us who really want to know. Is there alien life? Are there aliens? Have we been visited? Actually, what do we know? And if you, John, if you look at this as in comparison to all the lies we've been told about everything else, why wouldn't we be lied to about this too? I was very fortunate in my formal education to have some wonderful instructors. And one of them was Carl Sagan. And he was at the board, and he was putting on the board an equation about, you know, is it possible that we're alone? And this was back in the 1970s. And that equation, if you believe some of the assumptions, which were reasonable, we absolutely are not alone in the universe. We're not. It's impossible for us to be alone in the universe. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, what's it take more faith to do? Believe that we are completely, absolutely alone as inhabitants of one planet in the entire universe, or to believe that there's possibly others? I mean, which one takes more faith? It's incredible, isn't it? Now, I think a lot of this historical information comes out to, hundreds of years ago, it was against church ideology to think there was anything else. And you might even be, pressing on that topic and end up burned at the stake, so to speak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows how much of that filtered into today's society. Back then, you know, they were even talking about the fact that, well, you know, let's back up and say this. You know, there's a connection between plague, possibly the plague, and the UFOs. And when I think about, you know, UFOs, I'm not talking about the kinds that we have to surmise or ours, and, you know, we call anything we can't identify UFO. What I might as well just define today would be crafts that are directed, intelligently controlled. It could be, or, you know, like drone activity by other than terrestrial inhabitants of planet Earth that are human.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we're talking about aliens, extraterrestrial types, and their vehicles. Now, when we, you know, take out all the stuff we might be talking about us having, then that's what I'm talking about. When I say UFO, I don't mean the thing that wasn't identified. You know, how many of us have seen things in the skies and we just really don't know what they were? But it doesn't mean that they were extraterrestrially controlled craft. I think it's harder to believe. I personally think it's harder to believe that we are completely altogether alone in this universe than to think that there were others. Now, you know, you were talking about being with Sagan. That was, you know, the Drake equation is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And the Drake equation really talks about planets that are inhabitable. There is one more. There is really an important aspect of this whole thing that we have to, begin to think about, too, is if there is other creatures, beings in the universe, I always like to think of it as creatures that have to abide by the laws and physics of the universe. That doesn't mean we understand all of them, but we do know that there is a certain basis for biological life, and we define life in a certain way, and that's where we have troubles when we start talking about things like viruses. And so, because they're not, you know, defined as alive, basically. But they seem to be able to navigate intelligently. Can we have, you know, and that brings up, let me back up and say this. In April of 2011, I was a host for many years at a radio station in Europe, based, I was here, of course, in the States. It was an English program. I didn't speak Dutch. And there was a symposium, a secret space program symposium that was held in Amsterdam, and I got the privilege of being able to kind of emcee that radio station's interface with that whole conference. And I got to talk to Timothy Good, who, of course, is, you know, he's consulted with the Pentagon. He's been in congressional investigations. There's all kinds of things that he's been involved with besides just writing books about UFOs. And we had a quick little discussion on my interview with him about, you know, this thing called viruses, illnesses. Are they concerned about us? So really, when you really get down to it, Vince, it's not about whether we are alone. It's past that now. If somebody doesn't get it yet, well, they've just missed the bus. That's just all there is to it, because they just missed the bus, period. You know, when I was working on the Stardust Project, by the way, the Stardust Project was a project where they sent out a satellite. It collected space dust. And did that by kind of flipping up a panel, and there was these little aerosols, the kind of like a gel. You know what a Petri dish looks like? And there was a Petri dish that had this little gel in it. It would collect dust. It would, that panel would go down and flip another one. I was out there for several years. It came back, landed in the Southwest desert in the middle of nowhere. It landed there so it could be the least contaminated in landing of any spot. They didn't want it in the water. They wanted to be able to retrieve it very quickly. Brought it to a class floor lab in Houston, Texas, which is where, you know, extreme caution is taken. And we began to, and I was then that project to examine what they found from that was called Stardust at Home, and I was involved in that project. Probably some of the most interesting ideas in our understanding of life off this planet come in little packages. Evidence, kind of like little breadcrumb trails, can point to the fact we are not alone.
There you have it. Dr. John Waterman is with us. I'm Vinfinelli. This is USA for Paris. Carl Sagan didn't believe we were alone. Dr. John Waterman doesn't believe we're alone. And neither do I. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. American cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. John Waterman's with us. And if you'd like to listen to John Waterman, you can go to his website, thewatermanfiles.com, thewaterman, W-A-T-E-R-M-A-N, files.com. And you do a broadcast Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, right? Can you tell us about it?
Right. We talk about this. We talk about geopolitics. We talk about conspiracies against us. I'm not talking about a theory, but we're talking about real ones. Mm-hmm. Real collusion, real crimes conspired to be brought against people in about any arena, including health. And we get on that program. We talk about other things like, you know, staying private, how to protect yourself, so forth and so on. So it's a variety of things that we talk about.
You know, staying private seems to me to be a right. A God-given right that if we don't want all this information out about us, that we should be able to be live our lives privately without being spied upon from afar, above 360 degrees around us, snooping. And I look at what our government is doing, akin to that peeping Tom who's looking through bathroom windows, who's looking through you know, locker rooms, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think about what would happen if we lived in a neighborhood, for example, all of us lived in a neighborhood, and there was a pool down the street, and the owner of the home with the backyard pool had a stockade fence around it, you know, 6 feet tall, just for privacy. He didn't like the idea of his wife sunbathing out there with her bikini on, and you know, and everybody looking on, and his daughter and so forth, and their friends, and yet, you know, there's this, you know, one guy, this one guy who lives, you know, on the other side of the street, and he just sneaks around, and he has his stool, and he climbs up, and he peers over that fence. I mean, that guy would be ridiculed, ostracized. Nobody would like him. He would be the talking focus of the neighborhood about what a sick person he is. But yet, our government is replete with these sick, defective individuals who want to know everything about us. They want to listen to our phone calls. They want to listen, or they want to store our phone calls. They want to record them and store them. They want to store and record our text, tweets, emails, even turn on the cameras and microphones on our cell phones without our knowledge. We may have them in the bathroom. We may have them in the shower. We may have them on our nightstand. We may have them in our kitchen, our living room, while we're having those private conversations. These guys are sick. And what are they afraid of? As a matter of fact, if they keep it up, they really darn well should be afraid. Because Americans are just going to, at some point, some guy's Agent Orange is going to act up. He's going to snap. And it will just, that could just start the whole mess. It's outrageous,
right,
what our government's doing. And then they're flying overhead with the drones. It really is sick. And I've used the term defective. These guys are literally, and gals, are literally, in my opinion, defective. They're genetically defective. This is immoral behavior. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. So back to the UFOs. So you and I believe that there are these things. There is life. There is life elsewhere. What do we know about life elsewhere, if anything?
Well, like we were talking about earlier, it's going to require that life elsewhere obey the laws of the universe, the mm-hmm. physical laws. Now that gets kind of touchy because, you know, Kip Thorne, which I did a course kind of outside, well, it was outside my field. I tried taking it, I should say. It's by Kip Thorne. He was the first, he was at Caltech in California, and he was one of the major professors of physics in the United States. Him and Stephen Hawking were buddies and stuff like that. He did a book called The Black Holes and Time Warps, and he had a graduate course on it. And when we start talking about, you know, what's it like out there, well, what's it going to require? Well, we presume we have to obey the laws of the universe, this physical law stuff. But when you start getting close to those kind of things, things like time begins to warp, it starts causing us trouble. Although there's got to be an answer.
Okay. Hold that thought, and I'll tell you about a book he wrote called A Brief History of Time, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. Or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about UFOs. And we're talking about aliens. And Dr. John Waterman mentioned Stephen Hawking. And you know, I read, I had one of his audio books. I was cutting hay and baling hay. And I took an MP3 player and I put these small earbuds in my ear. And I was listening for 6 hours to his audiobook, A Brief History of Time. And it's really long and it's really complicated. I listened to it about 3 times just so I'd get an overview of what he was talking about. Time and space are so complicated for us to understand, you know, those of us with, you know, a typical IQ, it's really tough to understand. So he said something very interesting when he was discussing time and then combining time with space. And he said, if you want to get from point A to point B, the typical thought process is you'd get in a craft and you would travel from point A to point B. And you would travel at some speed, and it would take some amount of time to get there. The faster you go, the shorter the time. Well, he said, what if we had point A and point B, let's say on a piece of paper, spread out on this piece of paper? And you look at those two points and think about moving from A to B. Well, what if we just folded that piece of paper and put point A and point B right next to each other? Now it's not so far away. And he was talking about folding space-time. Interesting concept. So the question is, if there is life far away, maybe they can fold time and space and be right next to us. So it might not take years or thousands of years in our understanding of time to get here. What are your thoughts?
Folding space and time just requires the proper physics and the understanding and mastery of the physical laws of the universe, and then having the ability to break those laws. Now, that brings up a whole another bag of worms, too. Because if there are these abilities to fold space and time, then we're probably getting close to another topic, which means interdimensional existence, other dimensions, other universes. And we get hints of this kind of existence when we read the Bible. Now, I know that a lot of people want to spiritualize too much of the Bible, but I believe that if you read the Bible, it points to the fact there are other dimensions. And it's, have you ever seen those little videos on YouTube that talks about, you know, two-dimensional creatures can't see the three-dimensional creature?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them, but I understand that.
Yeah, we can, as three-dimensional people, we understand two dimensions. We see a flat piece of paper and we can command a picture on it, you know, and it's two dimensions. We comprehend it, but unfortunately, if you were a dot and it was alive, that dot's not going to be able to see me because I'm outside of that dimension. I'm above it. Well, if you have a fourth dimension, and it exists, then the third dimension person will not be able to really comprehend, much less see, the fourth or this other being in another dimension. However, the fourth dimensional person can see us. It's kind of like a one-way mirror. And if you see scriptures, it says the Father looks at us and we appear as grasshoppers. You know, we are ants, excuse me. Well, that's kind of high up, but that's not at the other end of the universe either. Too many times we want to put God way out there, but he's right there. And if he's right there and we can't see him, maybe he's in another dimension looking through that one-way mirror. And if that's the case, and all the creatures with him are called heaven, and in John it says the third heaven, there was three heavens, apparently, if that was the third one, the first one being terrestrial, the second one being the space, stars, sun, and all the bodies that we can see. And the third one then would be interdimensional, where heaven would have been, where the angels would have been. And if you have some angels then that have, so to speak, been bad and got kicked out of that place, they might have ended up here. In fact, there's a good chance they were here. And so we talk about that experienced group of creatures that were a lot smarter than, well, are smarter, if that's the case, than mankind. And where we might have IQs of 150, 180 if we're really, really smart. Imagine having a brain at 1200 IQ, where these creatures, they don't have to walk around with an iPad or a calculator. They don't have to have computers to calculate things. They're beyond the Teslas of the world, the Stephen Hawkings, and of course Kip Thorne too. Kip Thorne and Stephen Hawking made a bet on some elaborate theory, mathematical theory, when it got proven, which was right, Kip Thorne won. So those are the kind of guys that first of all, that's out of my field. Mine's more biological sciences, and those are physical science. And when we start talking about, do we want to see, you know, some evidence? Well, first of all, if you're a Bible believer, you can't but ignore the fact that we do have other beings. And where were they? And where are they now? How did they get here? And so then the dialogue goes to, well, if these creatures got kicked out of heaven, they might not have all the abilities that the Father has, of course, to break the physical laws of the universe. The Father, as they would, you know, or God, would not necessarily let them have that ability. In other words, He made the universe. He can break the laws of the universe. I mean, that would be the logic that we learn from reading the Bible and being in that belief system. But what if He didn't give that to the angels and He just temporarily works it out for them so they can poof into our existence? But what if the bad guy said, you know, well, we want to be God, and He says, go for it. I'm not going to help you. If you want now to be a God, you have to come up with your own dirt, you know. So if you want to play God, and go make your own sandbox. And when you get through playing God, maybe you and I can have God tea together. And we can talk about what it's like to be God tea. But we, of course, know that's never come about. So if these creatures actually existed and were thrown out of heaven, how did they get here? What's the possibility of them being here? And if they have to break these laws, are they protected by the ability to break the physical laws, as if God gave them this immunity to do? As we've been told, Christ Himself, when He resurrected, walked through the door. All these concepts, Vince, are not thrown in the trash when you start talking about the intelligence community, the space industry, and all the other venues that these kind of things might exist. Actually, they'll have experts that will help them, remind them that this information is actually there in these manuscripts and need to be looked at and considered. And so they're not totally, well, evil, but they're not good either. I guess you could say they are neutral in that. Probably a little less than neutral, more toward the bad side. And so then you start getting into, when we talk about this, and then we start talking about the secret space program, that program that's hidden from the public. It sets the stage for what some people call the possible draconian reptilian takeover of the planet. And that's where we start getting people just can't go there, just cannot go there. But it's not all that hard, especially Christians have, you know, they just don't want to go there. Well, there's a good background for it. In fact, the Bible even talks about a genetic war between these creatures that were from heaven that came to this planet apparently through some kind of interdimensional portal. And that means that their physical, biological bodies had to be protected. And so maybe one of the best ways to do that would be in a space vehicle. And so, you know, people need to get over the fact that, you know, Genesis 6 has it. Matthew 24 tells us it's going to happen again in the last days, and that we call these fallen angels. And the view of the church has been to kind of, you know, help people in the past understand there is more than just spirituality to it. And so that's what's been taken to heart in the science community of the secret space programs here in America. And that's what was taken to the heart of the 1940s German space researcher, or I should say, kind of this pseudoscience that we called it, that Germany was into during World War II. And if they were into pseudoscience, Vince, why in the world did the United States then suck all those scientists up and bring them back over here to the United States in what was called Operation Paperclip?
Like Wernher von Braun, who was leading our space program.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I had
there were 2,000 of them. There were two. There was a bunch that mm-hmm. brought, you know, they're brought back. Of course, he was one of the golden boys. I mean, you know, these were brilliant scientists.
When we're talking about Operation Paperclip, we're talking about medical doctors. We're talking about physicists, chemists, scientists of all kinds that we brought over to grow America very, very quickly in technology. When we come back, I'll tell you a little story about a chat I had with a priest about God being an alien.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy.
Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Thank
God you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, we've got a meetup on Monday. Meetup on Monday at Jimmy's Egg. I got a call from an attorney last night. His name is D. Wampler, real famous attorney in Springfield, Missouri. And he's going to be coming to the meetup on Monday. And he's going to be bringing with him a case of books. He'll have 50 books with him, and he's going to give them away. And the book is called Defending Yourself Against Cops in Missouri and Other Strange Places. Defending Yourself Against Cops in Missouri and Other Strange Places. He's going to autograph those books. He's going to give them out to the first 50 who arrive at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg. That's in Springfield, Missouri. I've got to update the website to indicate that he'll be speaking. We're also going to be talking about welding, welding part two, how to weld. And Mike Wasson's going to be finishing up that two-part series on welding. John Dollarhite was giving us part one last week, and this Monday it's welding part two, right after D. Wampler teaches us about defending yourself against cops in Missouri and other strange places. And also, as you know, we give away one free dinner. We have a drawing for a free dinner at Jimmy's Egg, courtesy of Jimmy's Egg, every Monday. John Waterman, I wanted to share with you a really quick story. We only have a couple minutes left, but I was in Virginia, and I was talking with our priest. I was raised Roman Catholic. I'm not a good Catholic, but I was raised that way. And Father Bob and I were having this discussion at our farmhouse in the driveway. And I said, Father Bob, is it possible that God is an alien? And he created everything that that we have here on planet Earth and says, okay, listen, I built this place for you, and I've given you everything you need. I'm going to tell you a few things. The rest you're going to have to figure out. I'll check on you in a little while and see how you're doing. And there was silence. I said, I'm serious. I'm really serious. Is it possible that God is a being from, you know, someplace else that can do all these things that we just can't do? And he just left us here to see how well we get along. Kind of like an experiment. Dr. John Waterman, what are your thoughts?
He is alien to us, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's what I meant. I didn't mean it in an offensive way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And, yeah, I'm glad that he is alien. You know, a lot of people say, well, he was an alien and we were from him. And, well, when they start talking about those kind of aliens, I say, okay, well, who made those aliens? The God that I believe in was the one that made them all. And, you know, being put here on this planet wasn't to see and left here to be alone, so to speak. We were given free will. And free will means that he has to leave us alone so that we can adjudicate and express our free will. If you're going to be a God that creates creatures and that you want to be in a relationship with, first of all, I doubt very seriously if anybody wants to go out there and make a bunch of bimbos that just go around and yes, be the yes man all day. You see all these yes men in boardrooms, and they're nauseating. They're not the kind of, quote, fellowship or peak creatures that you really want to get to know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just a robot, that's all we are, is just a robot. I mean, we could just go ahead and talk to a computer then.
Mm-hmm.
One of the characteristics he gave us of his was autonomy or free will. Now, a lot of people say, no, we don't have free will. We have to work and this and that sort of thing. We can choose not to work. The consequences of not eating, say, for example, are death. But we have that choice. We can choose. We have to be left alone, though, for us to execute that free will. And so that's, yeah, why I think we were put here. And hopefully we choose wisely rather than poorly, and things get better for us.
Dr. John Waterman, if we'd like to listen to you, we may. Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 4 p.m. Central Time. And if you go to usapreparis.com, you can click on instructors. You'll find Dr. John Waterman. Click on the link. It'll take you to the Waterman files. It's under Health and Medicine section of USA Preparis instructors. We'll be back for hour number two with Captain Bill Sermo. Thanks so much, Dr. John Waterman.
Thank you.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.